Now for our first feature. From Derek James's Norwich Through the Decades newspaper column, we hear of the Great Flood of 1878. His article is read by Jenny Pierce.
Today, our weather, come rain or shine, is still one of the main talking points. And so it was 760 years ago, when there was one of the first written recordings of a flood causing widespread damage across Norwich and Norfolk. Back in 1258, it was said, by reason of the floods in summer and the continued rains in harvest, a grievous famine ensued, so that men ate horse flesh and the bark of trees, and many died of hunger. And then, in 1287, a report said that more than 100 people were drowned at Hickling when the sea surged into the village in the middle of the night, and many sought refuge from the waters by climbing into trees, but some were benumbed by the cold and fell into the water. Over the centuries, there were various harrowing stories of city and country being hit by floods and storms, causing widespread damage and claiming many lives. The windswept east coast of Norfolk has had turbulent times, with some villages disappearing and others badly hit by erosion. And the weather has also ripped the heart out of several Suffolk communities. There are many tales of tragedy to tell. But it was 140 years ago, in 1878, when what became known as the Great Flood hit, causing death and destruction of a terrifying scale. It rained across Norfolk until the rivers burst their banks in November of that year. For some days, the miles of marshes lying in the river's valleys around Norwich and between Yarmouth and Lowestoft were underwater, and people watching the waste of waters between Thorpe, Trowse and Whitlingham realised a disaster that was inevitable as a high tide was on the cards at Yarmouth. Country people were heading into the city to warn of the dangers ahead, but they had been told improved engineering and drainage works would save the city from flooding. How wrong they were! The waters were described as stealing steadily over the marshes. The big Coleman's factory at Carrow Works was one of the first buildings to be flooded, and Robert Ruddenham lost his life when he fell into the river. The waters rushed into the city. The water gates at New Mills couldn't hold back the rising tide, which crept silently through many courts and yards where so many people lived, often in appalling poverty. People took to the bridges and watched in horror at what was happening. George Churchyard, a young man, was drowned, as was tailor William Buck, as he was trying to get to his home in Higham Plain. Thomas Arnup, who had been out delivering coal, was drowned along with his horse, and bedridden Mrs. Barber was said to have died of shock as the waters rose to the edge of her bed. The waters also caused major damage at many factories and workplaces, including Bullard's Anchor Brewery, where probably the best-known man in the city at the time, Sir Harry Bullard, decided to reach out and help his fellow citizens. Straight-talking, no-nonsense Harry was mayor at a time when there was an enormous gap between the haves and the have-nots across the city. His actions, organising huge amounts of relief work during this terrible time, helped to change that, and he became a local hero. The disaster also strengthened the often strained relationship between the people and the police, as officers did much good work to help others. More than 4,000 people were washed out of their homes, but the flood was not an unmixed evil, for it scoured foul alleys in parts of Norwich and called public attention to the wretched hovels in these neighbourhoods.